Just a few years ago, beauty salons and cosmetic sales counters were the exclusive preserve of women in Indian cities. But times are changing. Men now throng beauty parlors, not just for a haircut, but also for facials, manicures and pedicures. And in the crowded aisles of pharmacies, they browse through dozens of products formulated for men, such as face scrubs, under-eye serums or wrinkle control creams. A delighted beauty industry has been quick to cash in on the Indian man's new desire to be well-groomed and enhance his appearance. And in a country where fair skin is equated with good looks, skin lightening products for men are raking in the most money. Pharmaceutical company Elder Healthcare is the latest to join this lucrative business segment, valued at about $75 million. The company's head, Anil Saxena, says men are big customers for whitening creams.
And the surveys have revealed that the 30% or 40% of the fairness users for women's creams are men, because they didn't have an alternative available for them. So we thought, why not extend it to get a brand equity and offer something to the male directly?
These new age men are also fueling a boom in cosmetic surgery. R.K. Sethi is senior consultant at the Apollo Hospital's cosmetic surgery department. He estimates that 4 out of 10 patients who walk into the hospital for cosmetic procedures are men. They range from rich young men who want to look like film heroes to older executives with an image to maintain. Dr. Sethi says the most popular procedures are nose jobs known as rhinoplasty, fat removal by liposuction, and facelifts.
When they are dressed up, they want to look smart, you know, thin waist, not those little things bulging out here or there. Yeah, nose, of course, is always a very prominent feature on the face, you know.
Elder Healthcare head Saxena says the male grooming and cosmetic industry is confident that business will only get better.
In the last few years, the Indian male has become much more conscious and aware about his looks, his total persona, his personality. So Indian men are definitely looking to get the best out of life. You know, the terminology, the male metrosexual, is actually here to stay in India.
The industry's optimism stems from numerous surveys. One done by Gillette India found that Indian men spend an average of 20 minutes in front of the mirror each morning, more than the 18-minute average for Indian women. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.